Well, guess what? We're almost finished with 2023, getting set to start the new year. For many, that means starting with a whole bunch of new health goals.
I think I can.
That is probably going to be the mantra of many of us and are saying over and over again as we walk or run on the treadmill starting on January 2nd. Well, joining us live on Skype is Laurent Amzalag. He's a personal trainer, fitness instructor, founder of Yala Fitness here in the D.C. area. Laurent, thank you so much for joining us today. So many people make New Year's resolutions to live healthier lifestyles, get back to the gym, eat better. Why do we make these New Year's resolutions? And what, better yet, is why is it so hard for us to keep them?
You're absolutely right. You know, January 1st, it really means the new beginning, right? For a lot of people, it's the fresh start effect that we say. It's just like, you know, when people say, okay, this is when I'm going to make my changes. But to me also, it means that, you know, listen, after the holidays, you know, January 1st, people partied more than normal. They ate more than normal. They drank more than normal. Maybe they moved less than usual, more stress. So by January 1st, I mean, their body is just screaming for a change, right? So I think that's why January 1st is the official kind of day where people make their changes. And we all know that, you know, unfortunately, a lot of them will not go past February 1st. Why? Well, because a lot of people don't go with a solid plan, right? If you're going to build a house, you're going to have an architect make a plan for your house. If you're going to build a business, you're going to have a solid, you got to have a solid business plan. You got to do the same thing with your fitness goals.
Laurent, what about some small steps to start us out right out of the gate on next Tuesday or even maybe tomorrow to get healthier and stay healthier?
Right. I always tell people, like, you know, it's great to have a big goal, but just make little small changes. You know, whether it's drinking one glass of water extra a day, whether it's maybe adding a stretch at work during the day, maybe it's sleeping 10 minutes earlier. You know, these are little changes that basically what happens is it resets your mindset, right? These are small little things that you say to yourself, you know, there's no way I'm not going to be able to do this. And that is going to be the catalyst to making more and bigger changes because you're going to start feeling better. And then you're gonna want to do more and more, right? So I always tell people, you know what? Let's start with something so small, so crazy, ridiculously easy that I'm gonna be able to do it. And everybody's different. You know, maybe you could do one exercise. You could start your day with one exercise. You could end your day with maybe some breathing techniques, something that will start the whole kind of machine. And once you start feeling better, that automatically you'll want to make more and more changes.
Hey, Laurent, what happens if we make it through the month of January, like you said, with this healthier lifestyle? February comes and we start slacking off again, eating poorly. How do we get back on track again? What do we do to motivate ourselves?
Well, that's the thing. Like, you know, we have to understand that creating a habit could take between 18 and 254 days. It's not something that happens overnight. It takes, on average, 66 days for a behavior to become automatic, right? So, you know, it's okay if we fail once, it's okay if we fail twice, 10 times. That's, you know, we're fighting our brains over here because the brain loves routines and it doesn't like to create something new. As long as you jump back into it and you stay consistent, that's how you're going to make it happen. But just remember, it doesn't happen overnight. It takes some time. You may fail it once or twice, but as long as you get back into it, you will make that change and make it a routine.
Some great advice, Laurent. Thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate your time today.
Thank you for having me, and I really appreciate it.
Thank you. Laurent Amzalag is a personal trainer, fitness instructor, and founder of Yala Fitness.